Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Thomas Speciale is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. He'll be with us till about 30 after. And then I'm going to play a bunch of videos of police being shot and killed. And I'm going to tell you their names because they're not doing that on the national news. And I was just in there during the break heating my coffee up. And they were just up there, George Floyd, on and on and on. And I feel sorry for that guy. And I'm not glad he died, but it's like this new religion. I get on my knees and I say I'm bad and it's terrible that he had more fentanyl in his body than most people could survive. And, you know, he's involved in all this weird, shady stuff. I mean, it's ridiculous how I'm supposed to cry and get upset about one thing and say I'm guilty. And then meanwhile, there's people being killed and murdered and losing their lives everywhere. And the media is covering it up. It's sick. Absolutely sick. But Thomas, this is a short segment. Some stations don't carry it. So we'll just get a side issue here now and then get to the big picture. We come back in a few minutes because I saw you nodding your head when their plan probably won't succeed, 25th Amendment, but they're so crazy and they've already gotten away with these bold moves before that, again, they'll probably take another shot at it. But what are some of the other points and topics you want to get into when we come back?
When we get back, I'd really like to talk a little bit about Flynn and the attempted coup against the president. But one thing I wanted to add real quick is there's going to be some consequences after this crisis, after this mosaic of crisis that's not being talked about. America, I believe, will recover. Our economy is very strong. Our economy will probably recover. But the break in the food chain will have a global effect, I believe, on the third world. And that break in the food chain could cost the life of 30 million people over the course of the next 6 months. So, and that's just a number that I've heard kind of bantered around at like UN, sort of in a UN conversation type level.
Yeah, that's the head of the World Food Program says 33 million will probably die in the next 6 months to a year. Potentially 134 million have slid into it.
Yeah, and so this is the real objective because they can't militarily dominate the United States, but what they can do is they can become in as the saving guardian angel of these hungry, starving people with a workforce of a Chinese workforce like never before seen into Africa and, you know, and in
you just China. Said it. How will China exploit this global snarl? That's key.
The number one thing that they're exporting right now is goodwill to the third world. That is the number one thing that China is doing. They are the Belt and Road Initiative. These initiatives are designed to build goodwill with the Chinese government. And ultimately, they used to look to us for that. But we have so atrophied sort of our, because of the socialist agenda, to tamp down on our external influence in the world because they view that as racist. It's okay for the Chinese to do it, but it's not going to be okay for us to do it and spread values of liberty and freedom. Instead, we're going to allow the Chinese to spread values of dependency and
by the way, the United States, for those that don't know, goes in and literally builds the ports, everything, just gives them away, and then multinationals get them. China's coming into Africa and places and saying, no, we get everything now, totally exploiting the people. By the goodwill, they buy off the leaders, but then absolutely try to create a further dependency. The Chinese communists do not want to make people self-sufficient in Africa. It's very cold-blooded, what I've seen.
And they're essentially buying these countries. That's really what they're doing. They're essentially buying them by going in and they do all these big infrastructure projects. They give these loans to these countries that they'll never be able to repay. Ultimately, it bonds them to the Chinese government for the next 100 years. This is the biggest problem I believe America has.
No, I totally agree. Let's come back and talk about that, because let's be honest. Under the whole Rockefeller New World Order system, the U.S. did that, but never made them follow our values to get all that. Now, instead, China's the new role of taking over the planet. Instead of the American century, you have the New World Order, Chi-Com nightmare century. We'll be right back with our special guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host, NewsWars.com. Please share those links.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods, because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready, because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
Speciale is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host. He's running for Senate. ThomasSpecial.com. Let's get down to brass tacks. We're starting to get close. You see Senator Cruz come out and Senator Cotton come out and others, and they've got the intelligence briefings, just like our guests at that level. And they're, hey, Twitter lets communist China run around and actually try to meddle in our election and put out this info, but the president's tweets are censored? And now the mullahs can, like, call for blowing up Israel in the U.S., actually call for terror attacks. I mean, look, if I went on Twitter and said, blow something up, I'd get arrested. Why are they allowed to do that? Okay? And I don't want to blow anything up, by the way, except the ideology of, you know, communism, globalism, and all this transhumanist crap. I'm winning the electoral war. I don't need to blow things up. But the left and the Antifa are linked up with these big foundations. They're getting a ton of Chinese money on records of the Confucius Institutes, and they're out there bullying and attacking anybody who tries to go have free speech or anybody that tries to go demonstrate. They point guns at us. They attack our vehicles. If we had to buy an armored vehicle, we'd be able to go cover these things. And they climbed all over like ants, and the police did nothing. So the real breakdown of civilization is beginning to happen. That's the leftist plan. And if there is an open discussion in the Pentagon and at the other states, inside the United States that have their head screwed on partway straight, we're underestimating, in my view, just how evil these multinational globalists are, because they're these boards of multinationals, and they can put pressure here, put pressure there, but none of them ever really have the buck stop with them. So these corporate heads are engaged in military activity on the side of authoritarianism, because they bet all their money on China, and they're really engaging in things under any other system they'd get arrested or killed for. And we're just sitting here flat-footed watching this multinational takeover, as China, as the favorite son, being propped up, and the Washington Post saying Xi Jinping must destroy Trump to save America. And all I'm saying, Thomas, but you've been in special forces and the National Terrorism Center and Defense Intelligence Agency. As you said, you have the highest level clearances and have a lot of great contacts. Do people see what I'm talking about? Because what I'm talking about is really going on. This is the reality. The whole world's ganged up on America, and I see so many Americans not understanding that, and it makes me sick that not only is their own interest at stake, authoritarians are taking over, are trying to muscle in on us, and we should have 99% of Americans backing the president and restoring the republic, and instead the media is so evil that most people who are even conservative think this is all funny, and that the left are idiots, and that Trump's assured of winning. They don't understand how much danger we're in. That's my view.
I agree. We are in danger, and there are a lot of people out there who see the danger. I don't think that people see the danger from the perspective that you and I do as a global threat. They don't. There are a lot of people who don't see that. It's becoming more clear to people, though. And so, you know, they've been able to hide behind the fact that, you know, organizations like CNN and, you know, the liberal media controlled the narrative so well, it was hidden. But because of Fox News, because of the conservative news channels, because of, you know, InfoWars, because of the fact that people are out there, you're providing people with raw information a lot of times that they can go look up themselves and find out what's true and what isn't. Okay, you're challenging. Essentially, what I believe InfoWars, for me, what InfoWars does is it challenges the milquetoast narratives that a lot of times we hear from, you know, the so-called conservatives, the political machine Republicans even. But what you were getting at regarding, you know, Twitter and things like that, the reason they don't, that they don't do that, that they don't tamp down on Iran and, you know, they don't do that is because that would be racist if they did that. Or that would be, you know, I don't know if it's part of, I don't know if it's part of it, like part of the agenda, except it's part of the philosophy of liberalism that, only they should be the purveyors of power. You know, I'm working on this speech that I'm going to be giving. I'm going to be recording it tonight and putting it out tomorrow. So be on the lookout for it. It's going to got a lot of the things in it you're saying. But what they are trying to convince people is that only they, and I mean by that these Democrat elite, polo club elites, like my opponent in this race in Virginia, Mark Warner, they think they're smarter than the masses. And they have gotten a lot of the masses convinced that they actually have their best interest at heart. But then what they've done is they've stripped them of their, they basically stripped them of their freedom and they stripped them of their liberty. And they've done that by saying, you know, you don't have to work. I can pay you to stay home. You know, don't worry about going to school. I'll give you a free education. You know, you don't worry about graduating from high school because even if you don't graduate from high school, I'm going to give you money and food and housing. And so don't worry about being successful. You don't have to worry about that. I'm going to take care of you. I'm the government. I'm going to provide all your needs. And that's what we're seeing with these protests. These people that are protesting in the street are exactly the people who are the most utterly dependent on the government. And they're even dependent on them for their security. But what happens is, like an unruly child that is never disciplined, they just will break stuff and smash stuff. And then, you know, what would the liberal tell you to do? Oh, well, you know, don't tell him he did anything wrong. Ask him why he's angry. Talk to him about why are you angry? Instead of, you know, don't do that. You know, don't break my stuff.
And the left knows exactly what they're doing. I mean, they're not giving you free stuff in China. They're slaves. But China is seen as this great example. You were getting into that before the break. And this next segment, we should get more into that. How China is taking over the planet. How Western elites have bet on China. And as you said earlier, those views are changing. People realize that even with the establishment, China broke its deals with them. And so there's a real fissure. And that it's the U.S.-China split that is going to really define the next 50 years.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is really something. I mean, we're going through something right now that's unheard of, really, in world history, I think, with between the pandemic, the global economic shutdown, and then, you know, this, the economic crisis that it's causing between the rift between the rich and the poor, basically being exacerbated by the left to try and essentially overthrow the values of liberty and freedom. They want to seize power. The way you do that is you destroy the government so that you can then claim that you saved everybody and that you're a benevolent dictator. That's really what their plan is. I don't think it'll happen here in America, but it will happen anytime, probably in our lifetime, but it will happen in Africa, where democracy and Republican values, conservative values are starting to emerge. And that's really what they're trying to do. They're trying to take the initiative. They're trying to, in military language, we would say they're trying to seize the initiative. They're basically exerting sort of an attack that causes you to respond, but to respond in a way that they want you to respond and they're prepared for that response. And that's exactly what the Chinese did in this case. I think that they took advantage of something or deliberately planned it.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think that that's the case necessarily.
Well, they definitely choreographed the hysteria and welding people in and shooting women at checkpoints, but then said, oh, but let our planes fly into you.
Our Democrat friends are doing it too, Alex. I mean, they fell right into this. If you look, they're still walking around the streets driving their cars with masks.
Oh, yeah, they're lockstep into the hysteria. UN is our boss.
That's correct. And they're so embarrassed. I believe the ones that have come to their realization how stupid they are and how foolish they were to fall for this, they are so bullheaded that they won't admit that it's ludicrous for them to drive around with masks.
It's cognitive dissonance.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They cannot admit to themselves how foolish they were to have. And I have, you can tell if you watch your friends on Facebook and, you know, what they were like, you know, you must wear a mask to protect yourself, blah, blah, blah. Now, all of a sudden, no mention of COVID-19 and how dangerous it is because they know now it was a bunch of bunk.
Well, they are true followers. They do whatever the communist Chinese and the WHO tell them. So since you raised this, Thomas, especially, I want to come back and look at how the COVID hoax officially is done. German government, interior ministry says it's a total hoax. CNBC's having to say, okay, top scientists just say it just basically doesn't exist. Not even a bad pneumonia. And we're just supposed to jump to the next thing, race war, and then jump to the next thing and jump to the next thing. And as you said, with this cascade or this mosaic of threats, what is coming next? And of course, everybody knows I'm very conspiratorial. The globals are behind every damn bit of this. They're running China.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Colleges, they're taught that they're going to get everything free, that they're going to be members of this new ruling class. But the big mega banks, the big power brokers, they promote it because it makes people dependent, makes them non-competitive, it makes them very easy to control. They want monopolies. John D. Rockefeller famously said, "We're not capitalists, we're monopoly men. We hate capitalism. We hate free market." And so everybody knows this on its face. So in closing, we'll have him back again, Thomas Special. Top security clearance, U.S. Army active duty, the National Guard, U.S. Special Forces, whole nine yards, Counterterrorism Center, Defense Intelligence Agency, has really made a lot of great points here. And you know, it's hard for us to admit we've been conned. And we don't always have all the answers right away. But major Indian scientist first scanned the virus and said it's been man-made with the HIV delivery system. Not HIV itself, but the delivery system. So it's something that a lot of people caught, and it's something that can be patented and owned by companies. It looks like they were trying to make a vaccine for SARS and coronaviruses, and they were doing that at that lab. They admit they were doing that. That's on German TV, Italian TV. It's been on Chinese TV. They weren't hiding it then. But it doesn't matter. It gets out. They decide to create all this fear and hysteria, change the subject from Hong Kong and Taiwan, and then the West gets lockstep with it, and Bill and Melinda Gates panic everybody, the same main funders of the Wuhan facility. And now here we are with CNBC saying a very public dispute has broken out between Italy and the world's most high-profile doctors and scientists. And they now admit these are some of the top scientists in the world. They say this is just a regular coronavirus. It's already burned itself out. So, wow, how big is that, that we're now just converting from this is the end of the world, you can never leave your house again, you got to wear a mask everywhere, to just, oh, forget it, let's just move on. Where do you think that's going next, Thomas? And then let's get into your campaign for Senate.
I will say, if you go look at some of the early videos in about early March or mid-March when I was talking about this, that's exactly what I said, Alex. I said this is just a bad flu or a bad cold. Everybody needs to calm down. And, you know, of course, they weren't listening to me at that time.
That's right. You shot a really good video about that. That was a...
So, you know, where I think this is going, I think it's going to, you know, disappear very quickly because of the but it'll resurface during the election, and they'll blame Trump for, you know, Cuomo sending a bunch of 65 and 75-year-olds into nursing homes and killing off, you know, through the virus, a whole bunch of 75-plus-year-old people. They're going to blame that on Trump, too. Even though Cuomo said, "I'm really sorry, I made a mistake," they're still going to blame Trump. This is all about the Trump. It's all about the 2020 election, bringing me to the campaign. You know, and I want to clear up a couple things. I'm an Army Reservist, not a member of the National Guard. And
I get it all confused. You got a long bio here. Okay. You're in the Chinese Navy.
I deployed with Special Forces, the greatest soldiers that I've ever worked with, ever. But I'm not a long tabber. I'm not a Special Forces guy. I'm honored to remember them as the greatest soldiers that have ever lived in my mind. And my son wants to be one, and I just swore him in about 6 months ago. He wants to be a Green Beret. The campaign. So out here, I'm fighting this guy, Mark Warner. Okay, I'm in a race with a couple other primary guys in the campaign right now, but neither one of these can actually beat Mark Warner. Mark Warner will clean their clocks. To take on Mark Warner, who sits on the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, it's going to take somebody that can go after him regarding the bogus dossier that the Russians created to damage our republic that's going to be able to go after him on his culpability. He tried to secretly meet with Christopher Steele. We still don't know why a senator would be trying to secretly meet with this guy. I believe I can go toe-to-toe with him because of my intelligence background and my intelligence credentials and get one of these swamp monsters out of there. Because that's really what Mark Warner is. He's a swamp monster. He hasn't done anything for Virginia for 11 years, okay? And I can beat him. And so, you know, people out there that are listening, you know, I'm the underdog in this fight. I'm the junkyard dog. And I don't have any of these establishment contacts. You know, my primary opponent is in the pocket of the establishment. He's, you know, he's a Romney Republican. He's a rhino. But I can actually go after Mark Warner in a way, like, I want to make him so angry that he gets up and walks off the debate stage.
He's one of the worst people up there. He says I should be taken off the air. He's anti-free speech. I mean, he is really a piece of work.
Oh yeah, no, he is absolutely. If you want evidence of how corrupt this guy is, if you want to know who he works for, when he was voting, casting a vote in the name of Virginia to impeach our president, okay, right before they each had 5 minutes to speak. Right before he spoke for his 5 minutes, he proceeded to bootlick Dianne Feinstein in California for a good 3 or 4 minutes about how her great leadership in the Senate and blah, blah, blah. The only reason he did that is because he wanted to bootlick for campaign donations from California, Florida, and New York. And that's what he did. That's all the evidence you need is just go look at that speech and you will know how corrupt this guy is. He belongs to the DNC. These people are all feeding at the food bowl. And you know, the way I've tried to sum my campaign up is, if you like Jim Jordan, put Tom Speciale in the Senate. Okay, you're going to have Jim Jordan, Tom Speciale, and Donald Trump in 2020. And when we have that, I guarantee you, I will go out and crush these swamp monsters with our president. Not to mention the fact that I can go after and prosecute the FBI agents that carried out illegal counterintelligence investigations against American citizens and violated their civil liberties, which Rosenstein's talking about today on in
that brings us in closing to Flynn. Why were they so scared of Flynn, and where do you expect all this to go?
Well, Flynn, first of all, you got to realize he was hated by the CIA because Flynn was trying to do things with the intelligence community that the CIA didn't want to happen. The CIA sort of has a monopoly on clandestine intelligence operations, and Flynn wanted to expand defense clandestine intelligence operations, and so they were absolutely adamantly opposed to that. And so when he was also speaking truth to power with the Obama administration regarding the rise of ISIS in the Middle East, and he wasn't toeing the party line with regard to the administration. He even spoke publicly to, I can't remember whether it was the House or the Senate, where he said that the administration's doing everything wrong. And I will leave you with this last thought. When Clapper was interviewed, I know how you feel about Clapper, but Clapper said something you need to remember. When Clapper was asked about the refugee crisis in the Middle East, when ISIS first came across the border and started beheading Christian children, Clapper was asked, what do you think of it? And he said, it's a problem of biblical proportions. When the Director of National Intelligence says that this is a problem of biblical proportions, you need to stand up and pay attention. And that is what Obama caused when he left Iraq. He created a problem of biblical proportions.
And well, I don't think Clapper's as bad as Brennan. All right, Thomas Speciale, thomasspeciale.com. For Senate, thanks for coming on with us and great job speaking out.
Thank you, Art.
Okay, folks, that was an important interview. We've got so much news to hit now that's piling up and what's happening with these riots all over the country and how it's totally engineered. Now the controlled corporate media turns around now and says that right-wingers are staging all this and that I burned down a homeless camp. I mean, that's all over the news, folks. That's the level of their lies. They think I staged a false flag. Yeah, right. Stay with us.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible. 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of a gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, Laura Loomer, who's running for Congress, is a tough cookie. She's been through a lot of persecution, a lot of censorship, but she's fighting back. And in a lot of polls, she's in the lead where she's running there in Florida. But she's coming on talking about Antifa and how they're terrorists, what they've done to her, and how she does support the president designating them as a terrorist organization. She's put out a big, thick report detailing the evidence of that that's at her website, lauralomer.com. And so that's coming up. Then we'll open the phones up for a couple segments before investigative journalist John Rappaport takes over. So I'll get the number out when we start the next hour. Few things irritate me more than what I'm about to cover. And it gets into the whole COVID-19 thing. So I know that everybody is obsessed with the rioting and the looting and the 25th Amendment moving over to the president and the Secretary of Defense coming out and saying, oh, no, we don't need the regular army on the streets, the Insurrection Act. This is insurrection, funded by foreign governments to overthrow the country. I'm Mr. Anti-Police State. I'm anti-illegal surveillance. I'm anti-cops going to homeschoolers' houses. I want the borders controlled, though. When there's insurrection, I want it stopped. So we've got all that coming up, too. In fact, I'll hit that next segment. But this next thing boils my blood. We'll hit it here in a moment. Let me just throw this out. Times are so crazy, I decided to extend the big sale we've had and just expand it to 60% off across the board on all the great supplements and many other products at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the across-the-board flash sale, and I'm going to have to end it because Ultimate Krill Oil is getting close to selling out. DNA Force Plus is getting close to selling out. Living Defense is getting close to selling out. Turbo Force is getting close to selling out. We've got a lot of Brain Force, but at this rate, they can sell out in a few weeks. It's all 60% off. X3 Triiodine on the verge of selling out. Real Red Pill, Red Red Pill Plus on the verge of selling out. 8-pack Power Stack, that's at cost, 70% off. Alexa Pure Breeze, $100 off. Shorable Foods available again. With all the craziness, folks, you need them. Get them now. And your purchase funds this operation. I want to thank you all for your support. It takes a lot of money to stay on air with the satellites and the servers and the crew and the deep state Democrats and all their lawsuits against us that are meant to shut us down but haven't so far yet. You've kept us in this position to keep fighting, and I want to thank you all for spending your money with us. But these are really amazing products. And if you've never experienced krill oil, you've never experienced PQQ and CoQ10 and what's in DNA Force Plus. If you've never experienced having good, clean iodine in your body, we've got the best out there, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, X2 and X3. X3 is tri-iodine. It's got the deep crystal and two other types because some people do better with all three types. The point is that these are game changers. Just like our information is game changing, the products are game changing, and I would really take advantage of those. We're also running the sale because I've had two new products come in. And we've got a whole other site that's being launched that's got six new products, but one of the products was late coming in, so we've got five of those products in, and I've just been so busy covering news and information that I've not cut new ads for the new products that are in, but next week we should be launching those new products that we're really excited about, and they're also critical to funding our operation. So I've got a meet today on how long the sale can go, and if I had to guess, it's going to end this weekend, but I want to thank you for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, here's what really infuriates me. Because it's getting people killed. Media Matters, a month and a half ago, came out and said Alex Jones is saying that healthcare workers are killing people. In New York, in Michigan, in California, and Pennsylvania. Those are the states that ordered nursing homes to take COVID patients when it's a bad pneumonia that only, on average, kills old people. 99% of it's above the age of 70. So many stories about a dead kid or whatever would turn out to be a fraud. They were hit by a truck. They were gunshot wounds. I mean, this thing was an exercise in fraud. And that's a consensus even inside our own government. And now it's in MSNBC and CNBC, and they're having to admit global experts come out and say it's a total hoax. But then I learned about how there were empty hospitals all over the country 3 months ago, 4 months ago, and the news would say, oh, you're making that up. And then it turned out they were empty. And then you'd have the medical workers dressed up in full hazmat gear, partying all day, doing absolutely nothing, getting drunk, and all that's come out now, and people waiting and dying with heart attacks while they do TikTok videos. Well, the very same nurses' unions that came out and said, you know, don't come out or you're a terrorist, you're a murderer, you're a criminal, they have now come out on the streets in full hazmat gear to, like, further the hysteria that, oh, you can't even go outside unless you're in a spacesuit. And, of course, then they're going to go back off the street if it's so deadly and spread it around inside the hospital. Folks, you only put gloves on, but during the procedures. You might change gloves 5-6 times during the surgery. But you go in the stores, they're wearing the gloves. You go in the stores, they're wearing the mask. It's all kabuki theater. You've got all the good leftists, they're the good people. They're all wearing their mask for the Black Lives Matter. They're all white. Nurses who accuse stay-at-home protesters of killing Granny, when they're the ones that under leftist government shipped the COVID patients into Granny, applaud thousands of left-wing demonstrators in New York. Story on Infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. Here's the video. Look how dull and stupid all these liberals look. They're just all lazy, stupid, pothead trash that just get into how they squirrel around all day and do absolutely nothing. And oh, now the nurses are clapping for them, and they're clapping back. And this is the thing with the shaming. I'll be in a restaurant, and leftists walk over, and they go, boo, 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 everyone hates you. I'm like, no, they don't. You're a sack of garbage using elementary school peer pressure on me. Get out of my face. And then I go find the table they're at, and I get in their face, and they don't like it. So they edit it and say I attack them because they're liars, they're babies, they're trash, they're dead-eyed nobodies who got all their fake degrees and were promised they were going to rule the earth. And now you've got the medical priest class that believes it deserves total control over all of society. But you notice they stopped the weekly clapping for the NIH over in England. People saw right through it. And so now they've started these new things where, oh, you don't have an economy, you don't have any freedoms, but you do have recognition that you're wearing a mask and protesting and saying America sucks and the government sucks and the police suck only because the Democrats are in the process of taking over your city or town so they can ruin it like they've done everywhere else. And that leads us to this before I come back and get into the military and Trump and all the rest of it. Stories are from Macworld. Apple Music participates in Blackout Tuesday, but you can still access your library. Oh, how nice of them. You pay for it, and then your thing's taken over. They're getting you used to. Remember the left got upset about Trump might do alerts over phones? We first exposed that with Obama when they were planning it. People didn't believe it. Oh, they'll never do that. This is government, but by corporations. They're more powerful than the government, and now you've got this device. They're watching you. They're spying on you. And this thing was meant from the beginning to control you and track you and trace you. And now they put on your screen, in steadfast support of the black voices that define music, creativity, and culture, we use ours. And then four screens, all this kill the police stuff on there. Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, Amazon, all unite. While Google and Apple own slave camps in China. They're mass murderers. It's all sick to destabilize the country. These people are unbelievably disgusting. But this is big tech because Congress and everyone else lets them abuse us like this. Stay with us.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The next phase of the globalist coup to overthrow the election in America once and for all, the Senate is having its hearings about the coup that went on 3.5 years ago. So there's a lot of fireworks. Rosenstein's getting torn up. You noticed that the headline for today's show was Deep State 25th Amendment Coup Against the President, now live. Oh, and what just happened minutes ago? What's now centering in the campaign? What's now centering on the ongoing operations to overthrow Trump? What's happening in the Senate? Rosenstein denies he suggested wearing a wire, even though the witnesses say he did, and he admitted he did. Now it's a joke. Invoking 25th Amendment against Trump. So now he says he didn't really do that. And Ted Cruz has really torn into him. That's coming up in a moment. But I got to tell you, the Secretary of Defense coming out and saying, oh, I don't agree with the Insurrection Act in a press conference. The Secretary of Defense isn't supposed to say he disagrees with the president. If he does that, he does that privately. And if the president and him have a disagreement, then he can resign. You don't do that. No one ever has done this before. But Trump puts up with it. And then he said, I didn't know we were walking over to the church for a photo op. What do you think it is when you go over there? Of course there are going to be cameras. I thought we were just going over to talk to the troopers. Everything is to undermine the president. So these guys don't get attacked by the media. They're a bunch of cowards. Pentagon chief turns on Trump. We've got that clip. So it's just at every level, these guys are signaling that they don't support the president. If this is an insurrection politically directed by the Democrats, and if we can't list Antifa as terrorists when they're trying to intimidate our speech and overthrow our election, then what can't we do? The answer is nothing. You got a bunch of weak-kneed Republicans, ladies and gentlemen. This is the country under attack with people that are allied with the communist Chinese, with big tech watching and tracking and censoring us and taking control of our phones and computers and shoveling Marxist propaganda at us, force-fed. You're already under martial law. The globalists are doing this because they see us as an insurrection. And they're teaching us that we are slaves. And it's going to go to a physical war if we don't admit it and get serious with these people. Hill's Court moles making Hillary Clinton testify on emails. That's good news. And a lot more is coming out. Here's Ted Cruz, Senator Cruz, going after the Howdy Doody doll, the ventriloquist doll that is Rosenstein.
Let me ask you, did it strike you as strange? And my time has expired, so I'm going to leave this as the last question. Did it strike you as strange that the FBI and the Department of Justice was going after a three-star general, the incoming national security advisor to the president, who they already said they were going to dismiss the case against, and their predicate for all of this is the Logan Act, which you know perfectly well is an unconstitutional law that has never been, no one has ever been prosecuted under in the history of the Department of Justice, and should have been laughed out of the room in any responsible Department of Justice if someone had suggested, we're going to go after the incoming national security advisor for violating the Logan Act, which says an American citizen can't talk to a foreign leader. I guarantee you today, right now, John Kerry is violating the Logan Act. Now, fortunately, it's an unconstitutional law, so who cares? Why did you not laugh this out of the room, and why didn't you get to answers on this? Why did you let this pile of partisan lies consume the country for 2 years?
Senator, I appreciate
because he's a criminal. Because these guys get away with murder. And they're a bunch of Ivy League lawyers that think they're above the law and absolutely have the stain. You know, Tucker Carlson hates Jared Kushner. In fact, next segment we'll play a clip of that. And he finally took him to the woodshed. But let me tell you, behind the scenes, Tucker Carlson really hates Jared Kushner. And I've stayed out of it. But I will tell you, I know people that know Kushner. And I know people that know what's going on. And they literally make fun of Trump behind his back, just like McMaster did. And they are flaming liberals. And they literally have disdain for Trump's supporters. Trump really likes his supporters and really does cook his steaks burned and with ketchup and his blue collar in a weird way. That's what his parents came out of. But Kushner is trash. His dad's a scammer. They paid double the 666 building, and the Chinese own it. Kushner is a problem. And I've talked to people about the way Kushner and his wife, Donald Trump's daughter, and they're just what my buddy calls space aliens, really rich, multi-generational money. The kids, the spoiled, rotten, snot noses, those that don't just run off and use drugs all day and surf, get into politics and things. They just walk around telling each other how elite they are and looking down their noses at people. They are elitist trash. Jared Kushner is trash. And he does not care about this country. And I am so sick of elitists that just because they're billionaires, look down on people. Let me tell you something. The Democratic Party is the most vapid, thin-skinned, fake group of elitist wannabe garbage you've ever been around. And Jared Kushner is just one of them. So I care about the president, but let me tell you something. The president has a blind spot, obviously, for his son-in-law. And they all are hedging their bets for Trump to be removed. And they're the reason Jared Kushner is in bed, probably physically, with Tim Cook and all the rest of them. And they're the so-called back channel, and they lie to Trump's face. And that, and I'll tell you, Tucker Carlson doesn't know why Trump will take such abuse from people that are his enemies and why he lets himself be surrounded by these damn enemies. I mean, Jared Kushner is just palpably evil. Now, let's move on to something else here. Hundreds of witnesses. That's a Freudian slip. Witness to this evil. Hundreds of whites renounce privilege in white guilt prayer. And it's a bunch of old dumb hippies and everybody out there with their stupid COVID cone of shames on. The video's up on Infowars.com. You can stomach looking at it. I'm about to play it. For radio listeners, though, you're lucky you're not seeing this. This isn't like hundreds. This looks like thousands. This looks like at least 2,000 people I see in the picture. Evangelical-style religious service. That's what I've been saying is this white guilt and this hate America thing is the new religion. The left all got rid of Christianity and everything else, so now their religion is just hating themselves and running around lionizing any black person, period. It's disgusting, actually. Here, let's play these idiots.
About racism, anti-blackness, or violence.
About racism, anti-blackness, or violence.
I will use my voice in the most uplifting way possible.
Thousands of people being inducted into a cult.
In my power to educate my community. I will love my black neighbors the same as my white ones.
What does that even mean? Okay, so let's talk about this. I wonder if these white folks have any guilt for promoting the lawlessness and death that's killed hundreds and hundreds of people, including black retired police captain in St. Louis, David Dorn. Hey, let's see how he's doing, because they're not going to be having any prayer vigils for him. Here it is.
I'm too tired, but I got this man on some TVs, cuz. On some TVs, cuz. You hear me? That's what we can get, cuz. On some TVs, cuz. Stop playing, man. OG, come on, OG. Come on, G.
There's a big article up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. It'll only get out if you get it out. And it's a bunch of dead black police officers, federal and local, and just security guards, anybody else that got shot dead by looters, and how the media won't even let you know their names. The article, Black Americans Killed in Riots Across American Cities. And you read, most of them are police officers, federal and local, shot dead. But you'll never hear their names. You'll never see them on the news because, see, they don't fit the narrative that, oh, all these good black people are uprising against the white masters like it's some big, giant Quentin Tarantino movie. People go, oh, that's just a movie. No, I know folks that know Rodriguez and this guy. They're paid money to put out movies to create race war, to keep blacks poor and to keep them bankrupted. It's sick and it's evil. The Democratic Party believes it owns black people. You ain't black if you don't vote for Joe Biden. Remember that? We got a lot more coming up. Stay with us, Infowars.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.